96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live on the campus of Smith Station High School in Smith Station, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers get set to take on the Panthers of Smith Station. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. It's been a long time since we've been on the air, 9 days to be exact, since this team, these two Auburn High teams, have taken the floor. The girls, of course, will play first. The boys will be to follow. Yes, 9 days since they took the floor last, as this varsity girls team got a win over Central last Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, to claim an area championship at home inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And then, of course, the South was rocked with snow, and we didn't play for over a week. And my goodness, is it good to be back here on the hardwood for Auburn High School Basketball. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station. We'll have the girls' game up first. The boys will be to follow all right here on 96.3 W Lee. This Auburn High team, the girls, that is, they come in with a fantastic record, 21-5 overall, and 4-0 in Area 4 play. I mentioned earlier they've already secured that number one seed in the upcoming area tournament, but still looking to get better, work on some things against the Smith Station team they've already seen once before. Played them in that stretch when we were playing before the snow hit, of course. And so looking forward to seeing how we play, how we respond here on the road. How do you look with an area already wrapped up? Do you come out hungry? Do you come out wanting for more? Or are you going to lay back and just see how things play out? I have a feeling it'll be the first option with head coach Courtney Pritchett and this Auburn High School girls team. We'll tell you more about it, what to expect in this game, plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station, all coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station here on the campus of the Panthers of Smith Station. We get you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station. And we told you this is the second matchup this season between Auburn High and Smith Station. Of course, varsity girls up first. The boys are to follow. Back on January 7th, it was a 73-45 win for this Auburn High School girls team. That was at home inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And one of the better games that we've seen from the three-headed snake, the Splash Sisters, as head coach Courtney Pritchett calls them, from Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Hallman, and Daly Alsobrook. All three scorers got into double digits. It was Winfrey with 18, Hallman with 16, and Daly Alsobrook with 14. I expect a lot of the same here tonight. Those are the three that make this Auburn High School girls offense run. We'll also go down low to Antoinette Morgan, Jordan Cobb. Also, Leah Toll, she's going to get things going at the point guard spot. She'll push ahead. She'll be stingy on defense, and she starts breaks for this Auburn High team. I expect all of them to be very active tonight in the starting lineup and for an entire four-quarter game. And the last time we were on the air, this Auburn High girls team told you they beat Central. That's right, 47-38 was the final score of that game. It secured the number one seed in the upcoming area tournament. And that score doesn't tell the whole story. Yes, Auburn wins that game by 9. They had to fight for a full four quarters, man. That Central team would not go away. That Central team is currently playing Opelika as we speak. That's right, the Dogs and the Red Devils are going at it tonight. While right here, we got a cat fight between the Tigers and the Panthers. Auburn High is 4-0 in the area, as Smith Station is 2-2. Looking for a big win are the girls for Smith Station. We'll have that for you. The starting lineups and opening tip when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS Basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Just about ready for opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. Was told there were no official starting lineups being announced, so we're going to get you those as they step on the floor. And as we go, I can probably guess at what Auburn Hines will be, but we'll get you the Panthers of Smith Station here in just a few moments. Ready for opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. Girls up first, the boys to follow. Man, we're going to have a lot of fun here on the Auburn High Sports Network tonight on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Appreciate you all being with us as they jog out onto the floor. We'll read them as for Smith Station. I will mark them down. We'll get you as we go. Starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Again, getting the starting lineups as the Panthers walk out on the floor. And we'll get you Auburn Highs along the way as well. Smith Station in their home whites. They'll have black on the front with Panthers written in cursive. Black numbers on front and back. Auburn High in those real classic-looking baby blues here on the road. They've got Auburn written in dark blue across the chest with the blue numbers on front and back and the blue trim down the side. The Tigers will be moving right to left on your radio dial. The Panthers are moving left to right. Antoinette Morgan tips it away, and the Tigers start the game with the basketball. It's Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, Daly Austin, Newbrook, Bradley Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan. The five starting for head coach Courtney Pritchett, and it's Kalia Tolles who starts off the game. She surges into the lane and puts it in for two. Smith Station brings it up now in their first offensive possession. They've got it moving left to right on your radio dial. Try to start with a left wing three, won't fall, and Bradley Winfrey is able to clear. For the Smith Station Panthers, wearing number two is Malaya Crowell. Wearing number four is Shamaya Oliver. Also wearing number five is Erica Robinson. Myasia Bennett wearing number 10. She was a big factor in the first time these two teams met. And there's Antoinette Morgan, who lays it in off the dish from Brooke Coleman. Tigers up 4-0. And the final starter for the Smith Station Panthers is number 34, Chantel Barnes. Again, Crowell, Oliver, Robinson, Bennett, and Barnes, the five for Smith Station. And the five for your Auburn High Tigers is Winfrey, Tolles, Ossabrook, Holman, and Antoinette Morgan. So off the make, Tigers knocked it out of bounds. Smith Station inbound it again, and that one was a touch foul on Daly Ossabrook on the inbound. And again, Panthers move it left to right as we look at it here in the corner of Smith Station High School's gym. Auburn High puts on a full court press. Smith Station able to break it on the far side. Catches it in stride. Now it's on the left-hand wing in front of the Auburn High School bench and head coach Courtney Pritchett. At the top for Smith Station, guarded by Brooke Coleman. Now they kick it to the right. It's Erica Robinson. Now back to the point, 6:45 opening corner. Auburn leads 4-0. Down low, it is Chantel Barnes, and I believe they're going to call Auburn on a bump foul again. May have gotten Bradley Winfrey down there. I may have gotten Antoinette Morgan, actually. Apologies on that. Antoinette Morgan is going to be the one who gets the foul call. Tigers lead 4-0. It was a Kalia Tolles lay-in and Antoinette Morgan lay-in as well. Smith Station inbound, left side underneath. They're in their own half court. Winfrey contest on a baseline jumper. Didn't matter. Knocked it down. It's Shamaya Oliver, and the Panthers are on the board. They cut the lead in half. It's 4-2 Auburn, 6.5 to play. They leave Ossabrook wide open on the three, left it short, and pulled down by Shamaya Oliver. Panthers push ahead now. Tough take to the lane. Layup just wouldn't go. And then knocked out of bounds on the baseline. They're going to say off of Smith Station. It'll be Auburn High School basketball. That's a tough take from Erica Robinson, listed at 5'2". And I would say 5'2 at best, and just not worried about it at all, is number five, the sophomore guard, Erica Robinson. Here come the Tigers now, 6:15 to play in the opening quarter. They break the full court press of Smith Station. Antoinette Morgan tried to work it into the far corner, couldn't do so, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High School. No subs yet. Both starting five still on the floor, though. Inbound it to Kalia Tolles in front of the scorer's table on the opposite side. It's Bradley Winfrey surges ahead into the lane. Bank shot rolls in. Winfrey's on the board. Three separate Tigers have scored. It's 6-2 Auburn. We're 2 minutes in to the opening corner, and then Smith Station turns it over on the far baseline. Tried to dribble drive on Kalia Tolles, and instead it's out of bounds on Malaya Crowell. Turnover, Smith Station. They'll put a full court press. Tigers able to break it. Onto the near side, it's Kalia Tolles. She'll surge across the timeline and then had her pocket picked. It was Chantel Barnes who gets to the lane, went straight up to Antoinette Morgan off the leg of Chantel Barnes, and it's Auburn High basketball. So sloppy handling by Kalia Tolles, but Antoinette Morgan gets the basketball right back for Auburn. Bradley Winfrey will push up the sideline. She's got her eyes up all the way to the basket. Pulls up from 6 feet to avoid the defender. Won't go. And it rolls off the back iron and into the hands of a Panther. Now they look ahead into the far corner. Tried to dump down low. It was tipped. Now back out to the point straightaway. Three. Air ball. Maybe tipped off the bottom of the backboard and goes out of bounds. That was Shamaya Oliver, the senior forward, who couldn't get it to fall. Tigers come this way up 6-2. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. First time in 9 days this Auburn High team has been on the floor, and they're up 6-2 with 5.5 to play in the opening corner. Winfrey turns the corner on the left-hand side. Tigers work it to Brooke Coleman. First time we've called her name, and she knocks it down. One shot, one bucket. Brooke Coleman's got the first three of the game. It's 9-2 Auburn. Panthers now in their half court. They surge into the lane. Kick out for a long baseline jumper air ball into the hands of Leah. Here she comes now with 5 minutes to play across the timeline. And she'll settle it down and into the hands of Daly Ossabrook. She'll let it fly from the left wing. Daly also Brooke, and Brooke Coleman go back-to-back on left wing threes. The Tigers are up by 10. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Back at 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
After back-to-back threes for Auburn High, the Tigers force a turnover, and it's Braley Winfrey who earns an and-one opportunity. Tigers are running away early in this ballgame. Winfrey's up to four. She can make it five at the free throw line. Tigers lead 14-2 over the Panthers of Smith Station in the second meeting. So far this season, it was a 73-45 win for Auburn over Smith Station back on January 7th. The Tigers picked up where they left off in that game as Winfrey splashes home the free throw. She's got five early points, and the Tigers are up by 13. 15-2 is the score, 4:43 in the opening corner. Smith Station tries to break the press, and they do. Up the right-hand side, poked from behind, gets across the timeline, works her way into the lane. Lazy pass to the corner, finally gets there. Floater from the free-throw line won't fall, and Braley Winfrey rips it off the glass. Same five on the floor. Excuse me, a couple of subs in now for Smith Station, also for Auburn High School. Jordan Cobbs on the floor along with Anavia Nelms. Also, Brooke wants another three. Can't fall. And tipped out to the hands of Braley Winfrey, who knocks it down from 8 feet. Braley Winfrey's jumper is on in this first quarter. 17-2 is the Auburn High lead. And then a foul on the far side of the floor as Smith Station's Malaya Crowell tried to bring it across the half-court line. So Brooke Coleman, Antoinette Morgan sit down, Anavia Nelms, and Jordan Cobb sub in for her, along with Braley Winfrey, Kalia Tolles, and Daly also broke the five on the floor for Auburn High School. 4 minutes to play, counting down. First quarter at Smith Station as Auburn leads the Panthers 17-2. On the left-hand side, dribble baseline cut off by Daly Alsobrook. Throwing out, nearly stolen by Kalia Tolles. Surges into the lane is Shamaya Oliver. Too strong off the glass. Offensive board put back is good by Chantel Barnes. Just the second bucket for the Panthers in this first quarter. Anavia Nelms has it on the left wing. Gets into the lane. Too strong off the backboard. Knocked here near us. Out of bounds. It is Smith Station basketball. 17-4 with 3:34 to play. First quarter. Braley Winfrey will take a seat as Brooke Coleman steps back into the ballgame. So three starters, two subs are on the floor. A four-guard set for head coach Courtney Pritchett. He does it quite often for this Auburn High team. Just so many guards that they trust. They've ran five several times this season. And no surprise to see four of them right now. Smith Station works it to the free throw line. Dribbled off the foot of Brooke Coleman. Probably should have been a kickball. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is fired up right now. Livid at something on the Auburn High defense. Not seeing it. For Smith Station, the Panthers will inbound left side underneath. Far side of the gym from us here on the campus of Smith Station High School. They inbound on the near side into the right-hand corner. Now they get it to the right-hand wing with 3:20 to play. Floater from 12 feet in the lane, too short, and pulled down by Anavia Nelms. 3:15 to play, first quarter. Tigers lead 17-4 over the Panthers of Smith Station. Kalia, now at the top, works it on the left-hand side. She's cut off heavily by Myasia Bennett, and then a push foul on Ten and White. That is Bennett. Will be the third foul on Smith Station. Brooke Coleman will step in front of the Smith Station bench, far side of the gym. Two inbound to Kalia Tolles, who stands inside the circle that's got two S's engraved for Smith Station. works to the right-hand side of the floor. It's Brooke Coleman working for a Daily Alsobrook, a cutting Daily Alsobrook, not there. Now it's in the corner for Daily Alsobrook. Back to Brooke Coleman, tries to get it to Nelms, and she does. She's got it at the point, heavily guarded. Cross-court pass, Daily Alsobrook, corner three, no, and pulled down by Barnes and fought for by Cobb and by Anabia Nelms. And they're going to call a foul on Smith Station. Chantel Barnes for throwing some elbows. I believe they are. Yes, they did. It's going to be Auburn High basketball. It was clearly about to go the other way. And so they do call that. That's the fourth foul on Smith Station. Reminder, five fouls per quarter in high school basketball is the bonus to put you on the free throw line. Tigers working on the right-hand side. It's Leah. Finds it into the hands of Brooke Coleman. Gets to the lane. Kick out for Leah. She's in the into the lane. Euro steps. You travel. It was effective. She got open in the lane. Just took an extra step to do it, did Kalia Tolles. And a turnover for the Tigers. Brayley Winfrey will sub back in. Daly Alsobrook will take her first seat. Early in the ballgame, 2:26 first quarter, Auburn and Smith Station. It's the Tigers on top of the Panthers, 17-4. Auburn leading Smith Station. Moving left to right are the Panthers trying to break the press. They get it on the near side into the lane. Now they throw it up to half court. Now they work it over into the half court in front of the Panther logo on the right side. Throw it back up top, just able to break the press and get through. And now into the hands of the sophomore guard, Erica Robinson. She'll slow it up. Now on the left-hand side for Malaya Crowell, trying to feed it inside. They do. They find Barnes, goes up against Jordan Cobb, too strong, and cleared by Anabia Nelms. Good defense by Jordan Cobb on the inside. Here comes Kalia Tolles across half court with 2 minutes to play. Brayley Winfrey gets to the lane. Cross court pass for Hallman, a little too hot. Able to handle it and pull it down and back into the hands for Kalia Tolles. High screen for Tolles. It was from Winfrey into the corner for Nelms. Pulls up on the baseline and blocked. Blocked by Erica Robinson, who came from behind. And Anabia Nelms never saw her. So Tigers basketball. Inbounding right side underneath, 1:41 in the first quarter. It's a 17-4 Auburn High School lead. Leah on the baseline, looks to find a cutting Brayley Winfrey. She does, turns in the lane and fouls. She hits the floor hard. Believe they're going to call that a passing foul, or at least a foul on the floor. Don't think she was able to get a legitimate shot away. Should be the fifth team foul. And they're going to call a shooting foul. My apologies, they do call a shooting foul. So it does put Brayley Winfrey at the free throw line, and I thought they had called a foul early on Chantel Barnes, but appears they eventually called a jump ball, which gave Auburn possession on that particular instance. But this one is a shooting foul and puts Brayley Winfrey, who I think is the best free throw shooter on this Auburn High team. It's a contest between her, Brooke Coleman, and Daly Alsobrook. Kalia Tolles has high numbers as well. But Brayley Winfrey does what she does and knocks down the first. She's got 8 first quarter points to help Auburn out to an 18-4 lead with 1:37 to play in the first frame. Second free throw from Winfrey. Bouncers jinx, got her, 1-for-2. Crowell off the left side, penetrates the lane, carried it, no call, kicks it out for a three, in and out, counts in the arcade for Erica Robinson, but won't go, and Auburn's got numbers. It's Anabia Nelms, and now they don't. She'll slow it down. It's Kalia Tolles. Hallman calls for it, near corner. Now Nelms works around for Tolles, all the way to the opposite corner for Winfrey, and buries it in the face of a Smith Station Panther. And now it's a pull-up from the baseline for Smith Station, won't go, and here comes Brooke Hallman. They've got numbers on the left side. She's on the wing. Now kicks it to Nelms. Open three straight away. Bang! Anabia Nelms knocks it down. Her first bucket of the game. Tigers have put up 23 in the first quarter. It's 23-4. Auburn leading Smith Station under a minute to play. It's Smith Station tries to respond with a three off the back iron and into the hands of Brayley Winfrey. Looks to push and she does. She was fouled in the backcourt. No call. We play on. Brooke Coleman across half court. Finds Anabia Nelms. Thought about another one. Step back on the left-hand wing. Cross-court pass. It's Kalia Tolles. Finds Hallman. Does she get one more pass? Gets into the lane. Finds Jordan Cobb. Heck of a pass by Brooke Coleman to Jordan Cobb, who lays it in for two. Two pretty assists for 23 and Baby Blue in this first quarter. It's 25-4. Auburn leads. Smith Station now with 7. Picked her pocket. Here comes Winfrey with 5. Gets to the bucket. Kicked off a Panther. Should be Auburn high ball. It is with 2.5 seconds. In the first quarter, Tigers will inbound underneath the basket with a chance at one more at the buzzer. Antoinette Morgan's going to sub in, and Avia Nelms will take a seat for Auburn. 2.5 in the first quarter. It's a 25-4 lead. It'll be Leah to inbound right side underneath. Auburn runs a set play. Two center split. Looking for the backdoor cut. They find Cobb, who lays it in at the buzzer. Tigers run that play all the time, and it goes in that time. 27-4. Auburn leads Smith Station after one here on the road. Stick around. The second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers come out on fire in the first quarter. They put up 27 points in just 8 minutes of play. And Auburn High leads Smith Station 27-4. And just off the first quarter ending in the second quarter starting, Braylee Winfrey steals it, pushes to the basket, and gets fouled. And that's how the second quarter will begin, 27-4. It's Auburn's lead over Smith Station. We want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Braylee Winfrey, star of the show in the first quarter, had 10 of the 27 for Auburn High, and that first free throw rattles in and out. Winfrey had 10 in that first frame. Jordan Cobb had two wide-open layups, one to beat the buzzer at the end of the first quarter as Winfrey splits a pair at the line. 28-4, Auburn leads Smith Station. Panthers have it in the half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. On the left-hand wing, kick down for Barnes. She's guarded by Morgan, throws up a wild shot and got bailed out. No, it was not a foul. It was a travel on 34 and White, so another turnover for Smith Station. We'll give Auburn High the basketball back, moving right to left as we look at it. And a 28-4 lead over Smith Station here in the varsity girls game. Morgan has it at the point. They find Brooke Coleman down low, who turns around and banks it home from 3 feet away. Brooke Coleman's got a quick five and a couple of really nice assists in that first quarter. That's an open three for Serenity Foster for the Panthers, who's in the game for the first time. That won't go. Panthers able to pull down the offensive board. On the left-hand wing, guarded by Hallman. Picked up her dribble and stolen by Winfrey. Out of bounds, a push foul on Smith Station, and we're coming this way. Less than a minute in to this second quarter, it's all Auburn, a 26-point lead on the road for the Lady Tigers wearing baby blue tonight. Here on the road, Kalia hands off to Winfrey, who's at the point, looks for a cutting Antoinette Morgan at the top. She finds her, now goes down to Brooke Hallman, tipped away. Hallman able to come up with it outside the arc. She's got it now, handoff for Daly Alsabrook. Broken play, head coach Courtney Pritchett saw it too. He calls out something else. Here's Kalia at the point. She's guarded heavily by Erica Robinson in the corner. That's Hallman for three, too strong, and cleared by Robinson. Eyes up down the floor for five and White, who gets to the lane, tied up in the lane, but they're going to call a foul on Brooke Coleman, which will be just the first foul for Auburn in this second quarter. 6:38 to play in the first half. Auburn leads 30-4 over Smith Station Tigers. 21-5 on the season, 4-0 so far in area play. One of those wins was against this Smith Station team. Kalia pulls down the missed shot by Smith Station. She hit the floor. Courtney Pritchett wants a call, doesn't get one. Kalia seems to be all right. She'll walk it across the Smith Station logo. She's guarded again by Erica Robinson, the 5'2 sophomore guard. Winfrey's got it at the top of the semicircle. Now back on the right-hand side. It's Daly Alsobrook atop at the point. Looks to get in the lane. Nothing there. Winfrey gets it. Back out to Hallman. Pump fake three in the lane. Finds Antoinette Morgan. Wasn't ready for it. Great pass by Brooke Hallman. Went right through the hands of 24 in blue. Turnover on Auburn. 6:05, second quarter, 30-4 is Auburn's lead. As Antoinette Morgan will sit down after the turnover, brings in McKenzie Etheridge, who wears 40 in blue and white for the Tigers. She steps on the floor for the first time. Robinson slowly walking across the half-court line. Now on the left-hand wing, guarded by Brooke Hallman. It's Serenity Foster. Gets to the lane, goes right around. Hallman couldn't get the layup to go. Got everything but the bucket. And Kalia Tolles now looks to push for the Tigers. She's got it in the left hand and now feeds to Winfrey in the corner. Back out to Hallman. Straight away three. No. And lots of contact underneath. It's Daly Alsobrook who gets the offensive board. Can't get the putback. Now it's Kalia Tolles who can't get that putback to go. Three chances, no buckets for the Tigers. And the Panthers are off and running. Up the left-hand side, into the lane. Pulls up from about 8 feet, an air ball. Air ball maybe got a piece of it. Did Auburn High. The missed shot by Myasia Bennett, again, who had a big game the first time these two teams played. Hallman in the lane, on the baseline, finds a note, and open McKenzie Etheridge. Brooke Hallman putting on a passing display. Our Steve Nash out here. No lookers, finding open people. An unbelievable effort. For Brooke Hallman gets McKenzie Etheridge, who cashes in on the layup. And then on the other end, they call Kalia Tolles on a weak foul underneath. Didn't quite see it. But either way, Tigers lead 32-4. As Alsobrook sits down and Avian Elm sits out, subs in. So lots of rotation going on right now for this Auburn High School team with a 32-4 lead with 4:57 to play in this first half. Tonight's game broadcast brought to you by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Not exactly sure what the delay in the game is. We got an official standing at the scorer's table on the far side. I didn't quite see exactly what the issue was, but seems like everything is nearly resolved now. Here we go. Smith Station inbound left side underneath in their own half court. 4:57, second quarter. Panthers look to get it in. They do. On the right-hand side, it's Shamaya Oliver. Tough shot in the lane. Won't fall. And Brayley Winfrey is able to clear. Here comes Winfrey. Coast to coast. Throws it off the backboard. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Serenity Foster. She was running stride for stride, step for step with 20 in blue. Just couldn't get in front of her. And that'll put Brayley Winfrey back at the free throw line. Has struggled here early in this game. But she's earned her way there several times. Looking to knock down a couple here. .446 in the second quarter. Auburn is all over the Smith Station team. First free throw short for Brayley. Short on the first by Brayley Winfrey. Looks to stick the second. It's her, Nelms, Etheridge, Kalia, and Brooke Hallman. The five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Second of two free throws for Brayley. And goes 0 for 2. Smith Station has the basketball moving left to right as we look at it in their own half court with 4:40 to play. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 32-4, and Kalia Tolles picks off the pass in the lane. Here she comes, splits the defense, hits the floor, no call. McKenzie Etheridge is on the floor fighting for the basketball. Jump ball is called, and possession arrow stays right here with the Auburn High Tigers. Good effort. Thought there maybe should have been a foul call as Kalia went sliding penguin style across the lane. McKenzie Etheridge dives on the floor and forces a jump ball to keep possession for Auburn High School. Hallman inbound to Anavia Nelms. She's got it in the lane. Hallman step back corner three, too strong. And Nelms is able to track down the long board. Kalia Tolles finds it near corner. Winfrey, no, too strong. And McKenzie Etheridge fights for the board. She's fighting underneath with Shamaya Oliver. Are they going to call a foul or a jump ball? And they do. I guess they're going to call jump ball. I didn't see a signal for a foul. So jump ball, possession arrow goes that way. And that's what we'll do with 4:10 to play. They did. I just saw the arrow change. So it is a jump ball force. And good job by McKenzie Etheridge. Great minutes from 40 in blue right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 4 minutes to play, and dribble drive right around Anavia Nelms. Erica Robinson lays it in, her first bucket of the game, the first bucket in the second quarter for Smith Station. They cut into the lead. They trail 32-6. Kalia Toll slows it down. She's got it at the point just inside the Smith Station circle. Gets to the lane, hands off to Etheridge. She throws one off the backboard. May have gotten tipped out of bounds. She touched it last. It'll be Smith Station basketball. A couple of subs will come in for Auburn. Daly Alsabrook in. Along with Jordan Cobb, Braylee Winfrey, and Mackenzie Etheridge will sit down. Great minutes from both of those young ladies as they'll sit down with 3:38 to play. In the second quarter, Auburn leads 32-6 over Smith Station here in the varsity girls game. Just across half court is Erica Robinson. Tigers throw a double. Panthers trying to work it down low. Left block knocked out of bounds. Jordan Cobb can't believe it. She cannot believe that that was off her fingertips. Or at least that's what it was called anyway. It'll stay Smith Station basketball inbound to the free throw line. Pull up from the free throw line off the left side of the backboard by Shamaya Oliver as Alsabrook tries to track down the board. Saves it under her own basket off the foot of Serenity Foster. Tigers are on the floor. Panthers are on the floor. And a timeout called by Smith Station. Serenity Foster had her hands on it. Timeout called by Smith Station. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network. Brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We'll leave it right here. 30-second timeout called. Auburn leads 32-6 in the second quarter of the varsity girls game with 3:17 to play in the first half. Be sure you stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you about this one so far. What's at stake? What's coming up on Thursday as well? Maybe get into that varsity boys game a little bit. All that coming up on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report in 3 minutes and 17 seconds game time. You know how that could go in sports sometimes. Auburn leads 32-6 over Smith Station. Panthers have it in their half court moving left to right. Inbound to Barnes. She'll work it to the top. Now they feed a backdoor cut down low. Got Brooke Hallman to go and lays it in. Shamaya Oliver pump fake. Got it and lays it in. She's got 4 of the 8 for Smith Station with 3 minutes to play. Leah at the top, crossover at the point, lost it right at the timeline. All sorts of pressure by Erica Robinson, picked up her dribble, penetrates the defense, kicks it to Alsabrook. She wants a three, too short, and rebound fought for and into the hands of Serenity Foster. It's a 2-on-0 for the Panthers and laid in with the left hand by Erica Robinson. Robinson's got 4, all 4 of them in this second quarter. Tigers a little sloppy with the basketball. Panthers have cut the lead to 22 with 2.5 to play. Leah off the left side, gets to the low block. Nobody home and airballed the jumper. As Jordan Cobb tips it off the baseline and the Panthers look to run. Here comes Robinson up the left-hand side and blocked by Brooke Hallman. Slams it into the mats behind the basket. Brooke Hallman lets her know about it as well. Does the UNA commit? 2:20 to play Smith Station basketball. Good effort from 23 and blue to get back and get a hand on that as Auburn leads 32-10 with 2:20 to play in the second quarter. Right side baseline for Smith Station. Shuffled her feet, hit the bottom of the backboard now on the inbound out of bounds. Should be Auburn High basketball it is. 2:19 to play in the first half. Auburn leads by 22. But Daly Alsabrook, Brooke Hallman, Anavia Nelms, Braylee Winfrey, and Shylin Evans just stepped in the ballgame for the first time. In the corner, it's Alsabrook. A feed from Winfrey went down and around and out. And Winfrey pulls down the offensive board and fights her way for 2. Braylee Winfrey, she's got 3 in the corner. How about 13 for the game? She's outscored Smith Station by herself. Robinson's got it at the point. She hands it off to Oliver into the corner. Now back to Oliver on the right wing. She'll dribble into the lane, dump it off for Barnes. Throws the layup, won't go, but she's fouled. Chantel Barnes, the 6'1 senior for the Smith Station team. She's about the only Smith Station Panther that can really match the size of what Auburn can put on the floor. Tigers don't have our size out there right now. Talking about Antoinette Morgan, Jordan Cobb, Mackenzie Etheridge, Riley Finger, Isabella Paul. You've got these really tall girls that head coach Courtney Pritchett can use to his advantage. Not on the floor right now, but Chantel Barnes about the only one that Smith Station and head coach Dwayne Welch can throw out there to match it. First free throw was no good. Second free throw, same result as Winfrey soars for the rebound. 140 in the first half, and Winfrey does a 360 inside the Smith Station logo. She does it again with a smile on her face, penetrates the lane, throws it down for Charlotte. Evans wasn't ready for it. Ball's on the floor. Panthers are on the floor, and they find it into the hands of Malaya Crowell. She pushes ahead across the 10-second line. Doesn't have numbers. Euro step around. Hallman way too strong on the layup. Barnes is there to clean it up, and she's fouled again. And 34 and white, Chantel Barnes will step back to the free throw line. Great move by the senior guard. Crowell stands at 5'7". Went right around Brooke Hallman. I don't think she knew she had that in the bag. She sure did, just couldn't get the layup to fall. As the Panthers trying to cut into a 24-point deficit against your Auburn High Tigers with 1:19 to play in the second quarter. First free throw from Barnes is good. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second free throw from Barnes. Real low stance, throws it up and in. She's got four, does Barnes. Panthers up to 12 now, as Auburn leads them 34 to 12. Winfrey turns the corner in the lane, finds Shiloh Evans. Her layup was blocked, hit the baseline, out of bounds off Smith Station, didn't get the call. Instead, it's out on Shiloh Evans. Great effort by Smith Station to recover. Shiloh was wide open. Just great recovery by the defense for Smith Station. And Shiloh will take a seat as Riley Finger will sub in for Auburn High. Finger stands at 6'5", tallest player on this team for Auburn High. See if they go back to it with 1:03 to play, and a kick ball will be caught on Braylee Winfrey. Got her foot on the inbound. Maybe a toe, if you will. Panthers moving left to right. Full court press put on by Auburn. Liz Robinson in the game as well. Cuts off the ball handler, Erica Robinson, and a hip check foul will be caught on 33 and blue. That's Liz Robinson. That's the fifth team foul. Apologies. Thought it was only the fourth. That is the fifth on Auburn High. As I told you earlier, that'll put Smith Station on the line. Erica Robinson steps up. Robinson has 4 points so far, can add to it with 60 seconds on the clock exactly here in the first half. And she does. 5 points to lead all Panther scorers is Erica Robinson. And she knocks down a pair. Six for her, and the lead cut to 20. Tigers lead 34-14. Auburn over Smith Station. Hallman will walk it across the half-court line with under a minute to play. She'll get to the left-hand side of the floor, picks up her dribble in the lane. Hands off for Alsabluk, who goes baseline, dumps it off to Finger, wasn't ready, and the Panthers are pushing. It's Crabble ahead for Robinson, and just too much off the fingertips, a little too high for the 5-2 Robinson. And Tigers catch a break. 43 seconds is what Auburn has. They'll move right to left on your radio dial. Winfrey tries to inbound, and it hits the underside of the basket. And that's a turnover for Auburn. Several of those in this first half. Talked about coming into this game, right? You've got the area locked up. You're on a five-game win streak. This game doesn't necessarily matter in terms of standings. How would you play? I feel like Auburn's played pretty well but had some sloppy turnovers in this game. And then a shooting foul is called on Auburn. On Riley Finger on the contest for Malaya Crowell. So the 5'7 senior will step to the free throw line. Give credit to Smith Station. They've done a lot more of this in the second quarter. Several trips to the free throw line for the Panthers. And too strong on the first. And be sure you stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. During the boys' game of the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, head coach Courtney Pritchett will join us to talk about this one. We got a long way before we get to that. 0-for-2 at the line for Crabble as Winfrey Now gets it into the half court, steps inside the semicircle. They have 30 seconds. Brooke Holtman's got it at the point. Right-hand dribble, now spins around into the semicircle, back out to Winfrey with 25. Penetrates the lane and swatted away. Robinson's been active on defense. There she goes and lost it on the way into the lane and out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Smith Station. It is Auburn High School basketball. It took them a while to get going, did Smith Station, but they've used their defense to get back into this game and forced a ton of turnovers on Auburn in this first half. Winfrey, crossover dribble at the top, uses the screen from Winfrey. She's got it, or from Hallman, she's got it with seven. Into the lane with six, poked around from behind and into the hands of the Panthers. It's Robinson with two, launched it about a second too early off the bottom of the backboard, won't go. I don't think Robinson exactly knew how much time was left. She could have taken two more dribbles and pulled up from about 18. Instead, it's a missed long three at the half, and we go to the locker room. Tigers lead 34-14. We'll tell you about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Panthers of Smith Station 34-14. Thanks to 13 first half points from Brayley Winfrey. First time these two teams met, it was a 73-45 result. Tigers well on their way to repeating something similar to that here on the road. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Let's run you through some of the numbers for this Auburn High team and for Smith Station, of course. We'll start with the Panthers, who are at home for Smith Station. Leading scorer for them is Erica Robinson, who has 6 points offensively. I think her highlights have been defensively, though. She really has been a menace on that side of the floor, especially for some of these Auburn High ball handlers on some of these offensive sets where just seems like there hasn't been just full fluidity, right? There hasn't been a lot of good communication. Auburn's been a little confused, and Erica Robinson's been right there
and has led several individual sparks, has number 5 in black and white. But she's got 6 points offensively. She also is joined by Shamaya Oliver with 4 and Chantel Barnes with 4 as well. So just 3 Panthers active on the scoring column as they have just the 14 points in that first half. For your Auburn High Tigers, who put up 34 in the first two quarters, led by, as I told you, Brantley Winfrey. 13 points for number 20 in blue and white. She did 10 of those in the first quarter. First and third are hers, man. That's what she loves to do. The first quarter and the third quarter is just nickname Brantley Winfrey. She had 13 so far in the first half, and so many, several Tigers are on the scoreboard as well. Brooke Coleman had 5. She knocked out a 3 in the first quarter. Jordan Cobb had a couple of layups thanks to Brooke Coleman and nice passes underneath from her. You have Anavia Nelms, who knocked down a 3 in the first quarter. She's got 3 points, and then several Tigers with 2. Kalia Tolles, Antoinette Morgan, and Mackenzie Etheridge all have 2. Daly Alsobrook has 3 points as well. She knocked down a 3 in that first quarter. So you can count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different Tigers have gotten in the game, or on the scoreboard and active in the game, I should say, as the Tigers lead by 20, 34-14 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, they're East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll give you keys to the second half, plus look ahead to the boys' game as well. That's all here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, they're East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Tigers lead Smith Station 34-14, Auburn over the Panthers of Smith Station. That's here on the road, as the Tigers got a win just a few weeks ago back at home, 73-45, looking to do similar things here on the road, trying to move to 5-0 in Area 4 play. That would put them with just one game to play, because coming up on Thursday, senior night against Opelika, and reminder, these games have been rescheduled, right? These were all supposed to be played last week. Since the snow moved in and everything got moved around, we also had a game against Russell County that got deleted, so it's been kind of a crazy few weeks, and so you got this game tonight. We'll have the boys broadcast Wildcats coming up for you just a little bit here on 96.3 WLE. And then coming up on Thursday, we'll be back home inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, where the Tigers and the Dogs will go at it once again, Auburn and Opelika. Quick keys to the second half of this Auburn High team. Let's clean up the turnovers. I think that's a concern for this Auburn team, especially for head coach Courtney Pritchett, who, again, we'll get a chance to talk to at halftime of the boys' game. And so I think if you clean up turnovers, continue to get several bodies involved, and just stay healthy, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself trying to walk out of here with a win on the road and prepare for Opelika coming up on Thursday. That'll do it for the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's been brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, the East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads Smith Station 34-14. Second half coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Smith Station here in the varsity girls game on the Auburn High Sports Network. Auburn leads Smith Station 34-14. That's right, 34-14. Tigers on top of the Panthers in this catfight. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee. Tigers wearing the baby blues. They're moving left to right now on your radio dial. Smith Station in the home whites. They'll be moving right to left. It's the same starting five. It's Kalia Tolles, who tries to dump it down to Braylee Winfrey. Had it knocked away. Then she turns up and puts it in from about 5 feet. Braylee Winfrey, leading scorer in the game so far. She had 13 in the first half. She's got the first bucket here in the second half. It is Kalia Winfrey, Alsabrook, Hallman, and Antoinette Morgan. And it's Hallman who pulls down the missed shot from Smith Station. She'll push ahead with the left hand. Now it's Alsabrook, left wing three, too short, and pulled down by Erica Robinson. She's got her eyes up the floor. It's a 1-on-4 for Smith Station, and she'll pull it back and set up in the half court. Again, moving right to left on your radio dial. Now on the left-hand wing, dribbles all the way to the right-hand wing, dumps down low. Antoinette Morgan was there. Hallman strips it away in a late foul call. Thought Hallman got a clean block on Chantel Barnes. Instead, it's going to be a foul on 23 and blue. We were halfway down the floor by the time that foul was called, and that'll put 34 and white on the free throw line. Brooke Hallman can't believe it. Put Chantel Barnes on the line for Smith Station. The Panthers did this a lot in the second quarter in particular. Clanks the first one. Used their defense, turned it into offense, and got to the charity stripe quite a bit. Didn't make a ton of them, but they did get themselves there. Second free throw from Barnes rattles home. Barnes had four in that first half. She's got the first point for Smith Station here in the second half. Just a minute into this third quarter, Auburn leads Smith Station 36-15. Leah, off the right side, picks up her dribble, gets it to Hallman, works it to Winfrey on the far side of the floor, gets to the baseline, goes up strong and blocks. And Chantel Barnes hits the floor. She was trying to turn it up the floor. Hope she's okay. Comes up a little limp, does 34 and white. Hope she's okay. I don't think they called a foul. I think they just called a tip and a deflection by Auburn. Oh, they do. Apologies. They do call a turnover. So she fell right on the baseline. Tigers get one back. And then a foul away from the basketball underneath. A push foul. Did they get Chantel Barnes? They did. I think they may have got her on an elbow or something like that. Not quite sure. Has put this game to a halt with 6:37 in the third quarter. Winfrey to inbound on the right sideline. She'll bounce pass to Kalia Tolles with 6:35 in the third quarter. On the right side, picked up her dribble, throws to Hallman. Nearly stolen by Robinson. guarding Hallman hard. She goes around her, pulls up from 6 feet, is pure. Brooke Hallman had 5 in the first half. She's got her first bucket in the second half. Now to the baseline. Stripped away by Hallman. It was Cradle who tried to get one up. It was deflected by Hallman. Out of bounds off of Auburn High. It'll stay Smith Station basketball. That's two great defensive plays by Brooke Hallman. One was called a foul. Shouldn't have been. That one was as clean as it gets. Smith Station inbounds left side underneath. Turn around. Jumper in the lane. Won't go. Barnes fights for the board away from Antoinette Morgan, who rips it down and gets it ahead to her point guard, Kalia Tolles, in the lane. Goes around one, goes around two, and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High. I haven't gotten to see this Auburn High team get out and run a whole lot. They haven't forced as many turnovers against Smith Station as they typically do against other teams. See if we can get that ramped up in this second half a little bit. Off the inbounds, there's Brayley Winfrey on the backdoor cut and caught everybody sleeping. She's got 4 in the third quarter. Tigers lead 40-15. We're under 6 to play. It's Cribble, steps into the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. Robinson, open three, can't find it, and Kalia Tolles is able to pull it down. Ahead, home run pass, Rayleigh Winfrey all alone, and then a recovery block by Smith Station, tipped into the hands of Antoinette Morgan, who lays it in. Had 2 points in the first quarter, give her two more in this third quarter. Tigers up 42-15. Here come the Panthers in the half court, bounce pass underneath, turnaround lay-in is good. Chantel Barnes got the better of Antoinette Morgan that time. Hallman into the lane. Crossover dribble. Pulls up from 6 feet. Got another one. Brooke Hallman feeling it in the mid-range. She's got another big-time bucket, and the Tigers are on top 44-17. We approach 5 to play in this third quarter. Robinson, dish to the right-hand side. They work it down low into the corner. It's for Oliver. Now back to Robinson on the right wing in front of her own bench. Poked away by Kalia Tolles in the hands of Brayley Winfrey, who hits the floor, throws it away. Kalia Tolles said, that's my bad. She took off up the floor. Winfrey was falling down, didn't know it. Just a little miscommunication. One didn't see the other. It does end up being a turnover, unfortunately, on Auburn High School. Antoinette Morgan, Brayley Winfrey to sit down. Jordan Cobb and Navia Nelms to sub in for Auburn High School. Panthers to inbound, they do. Into Barnes at the top, poked away by Hallman. Barnes looking for a guard and a timeout. Yes, timeout called by Smith Station. Didn't like what he saw. Did head coach Dwayne Welch. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 44-17, Auburn leads with 4:46 to play in the third quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. 4:46 to play, third quarter between Auburn and Smith Station in the varsity girls game, and it's the Auburn High Tigers leading 44-17. Make it 44-19 off the inbound layup from Oliver. Tolles, aggressive with the basketball at the point. She'll hand off to Daley Alsobrook. She's got it on the left-hand wing. Hands off to Anavia Nelms, newly in the ballgame out of the timeout. Hallman now on the right side, penetrates the lane. Lost it, pump fake, kick to the corner. Nelms thought about it, dribbles baseline, tries to go opposite corner and pickpocketed. Stolen away, and then throw a home run ball. Here comes Erica Robinson, 2-on-1 for the Panthers. She lost it. Brooke Hallman looks behind her. Nobody there. Into the lane. Floater, no. Hallman fights for it. Can't find the board and pulled down by Smith Station's Oliver. Now ahead is Cradle. She'll push the floor to the rim. Layup is good. Good take. Strong take by Malia Cradle, who lays it in. Auburn lead down 44-21 with 3:46 in this third quarter. Kalia dishes to the corner for Alsobrook. Splits the defense. Floater from 8 feet. No. And then Jordan Cobb tips it out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of a Smith Station Panther. It'll stay with Auburn High School on that side of the floor. 3:34 in the third quarter. Auburn leads 44-21. Auburn High leads Smith Station here on the road. Just about 40 minutes up from Auburn. Inbound underneath from Alsobrook to Cobb. Now they work it back to Alsobrook. Corner three, yes. Daley Alsobrook had a three in the first quarter. She's been quiet since then, but no more. 46-21 is Auburn's lead with 3:15 counting down in the third quarter. Moving right to left is Smith Station. They kick it into the near corner. It's Shamiah Oliver. They work it around to Robinson at the top. Now it's on the right-hand wing in front of the Smith Station bench. They watch on as Barnes has it in the corner. Handoff to Robinson. She splits the defense and was fouled on the way in. And they're going to call Brooke Coleman another foul on Brooke Coleman. That's four by my count for 23 in blue. So now Smith Station to inbound right side baseline. Gets it into Barnes and rolls in the layup over Jordan Cobb. That's now 5 points for Chantel Barnes in the third quarter. We're under three to play. Smith Station won't go anywhere. They trail Auburn by 23. Alsobrook in the lane. Dumps it down for Cobb. Throws it off the backboard. No. And pulled down by Smith Station. Here comes Crowell looking to run. And she does in transition. Layup too strong by Myasia Bennett. And then Chantel Barnes hits the floor hard in transition. Nobody around her hoping it's just a cramp. She hit the ground screaming, grabbing the backside of one of her legs. Again, nobody within 10 feet of 34 and White, just hoping that's a cramping issue for 34 and White. She's down in some serious pain right now. It's the 6'1 senior Chantel Barnes. No basket. Everything has stopped with 2:33 to play in this third quarter, and they are going to come out and stretch that left leg, it appears, for Chantel Barnes. She's played hard, man, especially in this second half. She had four in the first half, has already eclipsed that in the third quarter alone with five. And Smith Station fighting this Auburn High team. They're down by 23. Just hope Barnes is okay. And got it stretched out. She is able to get up and walk off under her own power. In some pain, though. And hope Barnes is okay. She'll take a seat. And play will resume with 2:33 in this third quarter. Tonight's game broadcast presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. Hallman to inbound at half court after the injury timeout. Kalia Tolles will walk it across the timeline. She's on the right-hand side. Crossover dribble. Feeds it down to Cobb. Got it tipped and stolen by Smith Station. Here comes Crowell now right to left on your radio dial. Hits a fastball into Robinson. Left the floater short. Rebound tracked down by Smith Station. Put back won't go. Another rebound fought for. Jump ball underneath. It was Shamiah Oliver and Jordan Cobb, who appears to have gotten smacked on the back of the head, maybe the back of the neck. Either way, possession arrow favors Smith Station. Timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchett of Auburn High School, and we're going to take a timeout as well here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 46-23, Auburn leads Smith Station. 2:11 to play in the third. We'll have the rest of it for you after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
2:11 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 46-23 over Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Appreciate you all being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 963WLEE.com. Or for those of you listening on the Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you being here on a Tuesday night. Auburn steals the inbound from Smith Station and then threw it away. Cross court, Smith Station comes up with it. They've got it in their own half court on the right-hand side of the floor. Now on the right wing, picks up her dribble. Does Oliver. She's got it on the right wing. Trying to feed to Barnes, who's back in the game. Good to see her after the cramping issues. Here comes Kalia in transition. Leaves the layup short out of the timeout. And on the floor is Smith Station. Looks like it's Myasia Bennett. And then a jump ball eventually forced by Auburn. It will be Tigers basketball off the possession arrow. Alsabrook will take a seat. Brantley Winfrey back in the ballgame. She'll join Kalia Tolles, Jordan Cobb, Anavia Nelms, and Brooke Holman. Is the five for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Serenity Foster subs in for Myasia Bennett. And as I say that, Jordan Cobb will take a seat. And Mackenzie Etheridge will join the squad on the floor. 1:43 in the third. Tigers inbounding under their own basket. Toss it out to Mackenzie Etheridge. Has to save it from going out of bounds. She does, but saves it into the hands of the Panthers. Here comes Robinson. Steps up now at the charity stripe. Kicks it to the corner. A three. No, won't go. Winfrey can't pull down the board. Robinson there for the putback. She was fouled. That rebound was just out of the outstretched hands of Brantley Winfrey, who stands at 5'11". And unable to get a full hand on it. So 1:28 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 46-23. Panthers fighting hard, down by 23. And make it 22. First points for Erica Robinson in this second half. She had six to lead all Panthers scorers in the first half. And clanks the second jumper, pulled down by Brooke Holman. Holman, shoe shining herself, trying to crossover dribble and lost it. Then she blocks it from behind, and Holman is called for the foul. Robinson heads to the line, and I believe Brooke Holman just fouled out of this game. I believe that is five on Brooke Holman, and she knows it. She's walking off the floor. She knows it. Unless my count is wrong, which is very, very possible. With 1:20 to play in this third quarter, Auburn in a 22-point lead. Robinson's first free throw is up. No good. And Holman sits down. Her day's done. Something you just don't see very often for this Auburn High team. A foul out. Had some cheap calls in the first half. Got to play smarter. Knowing you're going up against the officials as well here on the road. Second free throw left short by Robinson. Pulled down by Nelms. Looks for a point guard, and she does, and Kalia Tolles surges ahead, gets across the 10-second line to avoid the call. She's got it on the left-hand side, throws the double, does Smith Station, kicks to the corner for Alsabrook, drives baseline, kicks it to Nelms, 4-3, no, way too strong, and rebound pulled down by Barnes. Ahead now for Robinson. Smith Station has the numbers, and the left-hand layup is good. Smith Station has shown life since the second quarter. Kalia in transition off the made basket. Throws up a wild shot out of bounds off of Auburn. The shot was blocked. It lost all of its momentum, and somehow it's caught out on Auburn High. You'd think we're playing in a two-point game. Tigers still up by 20 with 45 seconds to play in this third frame. Moving right to left is Smith Station. They'll bring it across half court. The gray S&S for Smith Station here on the campus of the Panthers. At the point, guarded by Nelms. Crossover dribble from Crabble. Gets to the block. Goes around Brantley Winfrey. Can't connect. Pulled down the offensive board is Serenity Foster, who was fouled on the putback. She'll head to the line for two. Lots of offensive boards given up by this Auburn High team has led to tons of free throws for the Smith Station team early in that, or I guess, yeah, in that second quarter and in this third quarter. It's been a completely different Smith Station team as the first free throw is too hard. How many times have we seen this year from this Auburn High girls team? Get out to a big lead and then kind of let it fall apart. You don't really give up a huge lead. You just don't play your best basketball as the second free throw barely grazes the front side of the rim. Kalia Tolles takes it now. And aggressive with it. Tries to wrap around bounce pass to Daly Alsabrook and knocked out of bounds by Smith Station. As Antoinette Morgan subs in, Mackenzie Etheridge subs out, and Navia Nelms gets an earful from head coach Courtney Pritchett. Alsobrook to inbound. They find Winfrey in the near corner. Now it's Kalia Tolles with 20. Kick to Alsobrook in the corner. That's a three. You bet. Daly Alsobrook doubles her points in the third quarter. She's got six. And the Tigers back up by 23. 49-26. Smith Station. Wild shot in the lane with five. Rebounded by Alsobrook. And a foul called on Smith Station. That's going to go against Malaya Crowell, who is not happy about the foul. Just the second foul on Smith Station in this quarter? It is. Wow. Incredible. Tigers will be moving left to right as we look at it. Kalia Tolles to inbound. They have 3.5 to try to get a shot up at the end of this third quarter. Still inbound from the right side baseline. Again, full length of the floor to go. Finds in the hands of Winfrey in the corner. Turns up the court. Throws a Hail Mary and did not get there. Tigers will take a 49-26 lead to the fourth and final quarter. Stick around. We'll have it for you on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Auburn High basketball is on
96-3 W. Lee.
Fourth and final corner between Auburn and Smith Station. It's the Panthers of Smith Station moving right to left on your radio dial. They've got it in the half court trailing your Auburn High Tigers 49-26. Just 10 seconds in to this fourth quarter. A pull-up jumper at the elbow is good and all sorts of traffic. Shemiah Oliver gets it to fall for Smith Station. They're on the board in this fourth quarter. It's 49-28. Alsobrook with a deep three. Left it short. Goes flying out of bounds into the bench of her own team. And Kalia Tolles comes up with the board. Now on the left-hand side, 7:19 to play, counting down. She'll get into the lane, throws up a layup, won't go, but a blocking foul is called. That'll be on Serenity Foster, the sophomore. She'll pick up the foul. Should be in the act of shooting for Leah. And it will be one in blue. We'll step at the line. You just trust Kalia Tolles so much with the basketball in her hands. That's why head coach Courtney Pritchett goes to her time and time again, and she knocks down the first free throw. Had just a lone bucket back in the first quarter. And doubles her points at the free throw line. Two for two for Leah. As we approach the first minute in of this fourth quarter, 51-28 is Auburn's lead. A tough shot in the lane, a running layup. That was by Erica Robinson, and not that time. And then an advancement pass by Leah gets tipped away by Robinson, splits some chairs on the Auburn High bench, goes flying into the seats behind her. My goodness, hope she's okay. Just a ton of energy from Five and White. My goodness. Leah across the Smith Station S, Smith Station logo, and a backcourt violation called on Auburn High. Leah went a little too far over the timeline. And they do call the backcourt on Auburn High. Another turnover for the Tigers. 51-28, 6:55 now counting down on the inbound for Smith Station. They throw it ahead for Robinson. It's now into the hands of Foster. She gets to the elbow. Running layup was blocked by Antoinette Morgan. Tipped around volleyball style. And eventually an offensive board again for Smith Station will put Serenity Foster at the free throw line. A shooting foul for her. She's got a chance at two. My goodness. Tons of offensive rebounds for the Smith Station team. They've started to play with a little bit more size. They've got Asia Davis in there who wears 24 as well. And the first free throw from Foster, too strong. Auburn running a four-guard lineup again with Alsobrook, Tolles, Winfrey, and Nelms. Second free throw was good. And Serenity Foster has her first point of the game. Kalia Tolles gets it off the inbound ahead for Braylee Winfrey. She'll slow it down, get into the half court, penetrate the lane to the basket and fouled. Aggressive was Braylee Winfrey. Haven't seen her do that much all night long. I admit you, haven't seen Auburn be aggressive much with the basketball in their hands. They haven't had too many opportunities to do that right there. And Braylee Winfrey will earn her way to the free throw line. Had four in the third quarter to match 13 in the first half. Those of you keeping score at home, that is 17. And can't knock down the first free throw. I said something good about Braylee's free throws in the first quarter, and I have cursed her ever since. So apologies. I'll take that one, Braylee. That's on me. 6:37 to play, fourth quarter. And Winfrey can't get one to fall. She's 0 for 2 at the line again that time for one of the most pure shooters this team has. That's what head coach Courtney Pritchett is saying right now. He's saying their free throws. Their free throws, got to knock them down, especially on the road. Thankfully, you're up 51-29, so it may not matter in this game. But coming up in the postseason, you're going to have to knock them down if you're Braylee Winfrey and this entire Auburn High team. It'll be Tigers basketball after a knocked out of bounds off the miss by Smith Station. Winfrey's got it on the inbound. Now it's Kalia Tolles. They work it around. Opposite corner. Also Brook for three. Yes. They've left her open several times, and Alsobrook's got three threes in this game. 54-29. Now into the lane, a high arcing layup from Serenity Foster won't fall, and Kalia Tolles has it, pushing into the lane. Gets to the basket, off the window, won't fall. Pulled down underneath the rebound, kicked out from Antoinette Morgan. Out to Daley Alsobrook, kick in the corner, and Avia Nelms wants a three. No, and Morgan fights for the board underneath, goes out of bounds, off of Auburn. It'll be Smith Station basketball. Jordan Cobb set to sub in, and so my math was wrong on Brooke Coleman. Apologies. She's got one more foul. She's back in the game, so that's on me. My count was incorrect. So Brooke Coleman, that's good news for Auburn. She does sub back into the game. She is in definite foul trouble, though, I'll tell you that. As Jordan Cobb and Brooke Coleman step in, Anabia Nelms and Antoinette Morgan sit out. Smith Station works it around the three-point arc. In the hands at the point, she shuffled her feet. Demiasia Bennett, yes, she did. She traveled. Indecisive was Tennant and White. Shuffled her feet a little bit. And a turnover, unforced turnover for Smith Station. 54-29 is Auburn's lead with 5:40 counting down in the fourth quarter over Smith Station. Leah across half court, hands it to Brooke Coleman. Back to Leah on the Smith Station Panther on the right-hand side of the floor. She'll get to the lane, works her way with the right hand blocked. And pulled down by Chantel Barnes. Here come the Panthers now, pushing ahead. Fake, pull up, jumper too strong, and fought for by Braylee Winfrey. Good looking shot from Crabble, just couldn't get it to go. Auburn High surges ahead and nearly stolen. Kalia tried to get it to Brooke Coleman in the corner and knocked away by Malaya Crabble. Avia Nelms will sub out. Kalia Tolles will take a seat. 5:15 in the fourth quarter, 54-29, Auburn's lead over Smith Station. Braylee Winfrey at the point, and an offensive foul. They're going to call Braylee Winfrey for putting her arm around the defender, her off arm using it. They're saying she used it for leverage. Oh, no, they're going to call Jordan Cobb away for the basketball. All right, makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense. I was going to be frustrated if that was called on Braylee Winfrey. It was called on Jordan Cobb, didn't see the play. So we move on. Another foul on Auburn. 5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Smith Station throws it out of bounds as Chantel Barnes stepped back on a two-step quarterback drop and let that thing fly and goes out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. Nelms trying to find somebody. She does. Finds a spinning Brooke Coleman. She pushes across the half-court line, gets it to Cobb in transition, who traveled. Tried to feed it to Cobb down low in the lane. Didn't need it. And Auburn, another turnover. 4:54 in this fourth quarter. 54-29 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. Over Smith Station. Panthers break the press. Euro step around Jordan Cobb, and the layup was blown by Shamaya Oliver. Nelms ahead for Alsobrook. Step back in the corner. No. And pulled down by Erica Robinson. Here comes Robinson all alone. Nelms gets back, gets the foul, and forces a miss. Well, Navia Nelms is the one that hustles back to get the foul to prevent a bucket. And that'll send Robinson to the free throw line, who comes up limping a little bit. So I hope Five and White's okay. So she's grabbing that right leg somehow. She'll limp her way to the free throw line. Had a lot of stoppages in this fourth quarter. With 4:33 to play. Reminder, we're going to have the varsity boys game coming up for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. While Erica Robinson tries to shake it off a little bit, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee. WGZZ HD2 Waverly. And W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
First free throw was missed by Erica Robinson. She's got another one coming up, trying to shake off an injury on what appears to be that right leg. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us as Auburn High girls and boys basketball taking on Smith Station here on the road. We're in the midst of the girls game as Robinson splits the free throws. Tigers of Auburn lead the Panthers of Smith Station 54-30 as Anavia Nelms works it into the paint, into the hands of Jordan Cobb. Now Winfrey straightaway three and rattles home for number 20 in blue. She gets it to go. Her first bucket of the fourth quarter. Tigers lead by 27 here on the road. And into the corner, pressured by Auburn, a timeout called by Smith Station. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 57-30, 4:11 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Following the timeout, Smith Station moving left to right as we look at it. They're in their own half court. Apologies, moving right to left as we look at it in their own half court. And the missed shot. And Alsobrook throws it away. Tigers are forcing so many plays that just aren't needed. Smith Station dribbles it off her own shoe in transition, and the Tigers come up with the steal. Also, Brooke ahead. Now Brooke Coleman on the left-hand side. Tigers don't have to force anything. You're up 27 with less than 4 minutes to play, and the Tigers are going to play some keep away. It's Winfrey at the point. Jump stop in the lane. Throws it off the backboard just off the right side. Shylin Evans fights for the board. Can't find it off the hands of Smith Station and out of bounds. 57-30, Auburn's lead over Smith Station. Varsity girls game here. Shylin Evans off the inbound and lays it in. Shylin Evans off the feed from Brooke Coleman, and double zero is on the board. Her first bucket of the ball game. Tigers are up 59-30. Good to see from the senior Shylin Evans, who gets in the scoring column for this Auburn High team. Dribble baseline stolen. Stolen by Anavia Nelms. Crossover dribble. Tigers have a 2-on-1. Now it's a 3-on-2. Now it's a 3-on-3. It's Hallman in transition, who buries it from downtown. No hesitation from 23 and blue, and the Tigers have opened it up here in the fourth quarter. They're up by 32 here on the road. In the lane, penetrate. The bank shot is good by Malaya Crabble, who stops the bleeding just a little bit for the Smith Station team. Ahead now for Anavia Nelms. Gets in the lane and blocked. It was blocked by Barnes. And back into the hands of Nelms. Into the hands of Winfrey now, who pulls up on the elbow and can't get that one to fall. Right to left as we look at it. Panthers in the half court. Shylin Evans sticks with her. Gets in the hands of Robinson. Throws up a wild shot on the baseline. It was blocked by Winfrey. Robinson slow to get up. Here comes Hallman. 2.5 to play. Crossover dribble into the lane and foul. Fouled in the act of shooting was Brooke Hallman. She'll step up to the free throw line. Good to see she didn't foul out earlier. I wasn't misinformed. I misinformed you, in fact. But she'll step to the line Well, seems to be some confusion on whether it is in the act of shooting or not. I thought it was clear. They're going to say that's not in the act of shooting? She clearly jumped in the lane and went up for a shot and then was fouled. They're going to say that's just an inbound for Auburn. I don't know about that one. Even in a 30-point game, I don't know. As Smith Station appears to clear the bench. We got about eight players on the floor. Are they giving everybody out? They are. A mass sub, a platoon swap for Smith Station. So several new names in the ballgame. And seems to be some confusion for Smith Station. There we go. They had six out there. Serenity Foster was the lost duckling. There we go. As Daly Osterbrook will sub out as well. Olivia Quinones is in for Auburn High School. Liz Robinson, Shylin Evans, Mackenzie Etheridge, who gets it on the inbound. Can't get the layup to fall. Tapped around and into the hands of the Panthers. Pushing ahead is Lia Moody, who's in the game for the first time. Evans is able to stop her. Layup won't fall. Mackenzie Etheridge pulls down the board. And ahead for Liz Robinson. Here comes 33 in blue. It's Robinson off the right side. Loses her defender. And then an offensive foul. They call a push-off as Liz Robinson spun and and just sent the defender flying. They're going to call an offensive foul on Liz Robinson. A for effort, though. As the clock counting down, under a minute to play, 40 seconds in counting. Auburn with a 30-point lead. And they're going to walk into Smith Station and get a huge win to go to 5-0 in area play. Extend the winning streak to 6 is what Auburn's going to do and pick up their 22nd win on the season. Evans steals it on the right wing, and then a jump ball force possession arrow goes to the Tigers. Love the effort from Shylin, who's gotten in the game. She's gotten 2 points as well. She laid it in off an inbound a little bit ago. As Hallman will be the main ball handler with 5. She's got it on the right wing with 4. Gets in the lane with 3. Throws up a layup. Rebound to Mackenzie Etheridge. Back out to Hallman. And the ball game is over. 62-32. Tigers come on the road and take down the Panthers of Smith Station. Wasn't pretty, but a 30-point win will never be complained about as Auburn gets their 22nd win on the year. Now 22-5 overall. 5-0 in area 4 play. Smith Station falls to 12-7 overall and 2-3 in area 4 play. We'll tell you more about it when we come back in the post-game show. Plus, get you ready for the boys game coming up all here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The varsity girls of Auburn High School get it done against Smith Station 62-32. And now it's time to see if the varsity boys can do the same. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Tigers win 62-32. The Lady Tigers get it done against Smith Station. Wasn't pretty, wasn't the best, but you get it done and you get a 30-point win. In area play on the road, I think we'll be just fine with that performance. You look around at some of their leading scorers for this Auburn High team. We'll just run right through the top to bottom here for Auburn High School. Shylan Evans had two. Kalia Tolles ends the game with four. Anavia Nelms has the 3 points, the three that she hit in that first quarter. Also, Jordan Cobb had four total points. Daly Alsterbrook with just three in the first half, came out guns a-blazing in the second half. Had six in the third, had three in the fourth, so give her 12 on the game for 15 in blue, Daly Alsterbrook. You also had Brayley Winfrey with 13 in that first half. She had four in the third quarter, gave her 17 there, and a three in the fourth quarter gave her 20 on the ball game for number 20. Also, Brooke Hallman had five in the first half, had seven in the second half, so 12 points for Brooke Hallman. He had 4 points for Antoinette Morgan and 2 points for Mackenzie Etheridge. Tigers win 62-32. That's how they get it done. They are now, again, 5-0 in area play with one more game to go. That'll be against Opelika coming up on Thursday. We'll have that for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. When we come back, see if we can get a Lady Tiger to join us on the post-game show and to get you ready for the varsity boys as they take on Smith Station right here on 96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High beats Smith Station 62-32 in the varsity girls game. More coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.